Thank you for joining us. It's great to be here with Dr. Siegfried Schmidt, who is a longtime colleague and friend of mine from the University of Florida College of Medicine in Gainesville, where he's a professor and a leader in community health and family medicine. We've worked together in drug prevention and intervention and education of medical students, interns, and residents for many years, and probably he might even remember that I started moving from neuroscience, and my first clinical department was in community health and family medicine in smoking cessation. So it's great to have you here today.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here and being invited, so yeah. Thank you.
It's really good. So, you know, this is an important project for us, and you're an important expert in having experience in pain and pain evaluation and opioid use. Where do family medicine practitioners fit? I mean, do they prescribe a lot of opioids?
Yes, family medicine doctors actually are responsible for about 50% of all prescriptions for opioids. When you look at other subspecialties, 50%, that's quite a bit. We are responsible for half of all the opioid prescriptions out there. And there is a reason for it, because primary care, in my eyes, is actually very well suited to be treating patients with chronic pain. Primary care physicians are trained in chronic disease management, and this is what you need, because chronic pain, unfortunately, is not something that goes away. There's really no cure for it. So they integrate already the disease management aspects. They coordinate the care with others. So we're kind of the medical home for others. We know the patients probably best. Over the years, they get to know us. We look into the whole person and really look into the biopsychosocial aspects of the patient. It's very important for chronic conditions, because unfortunately we don't have a silver bullet like maybe the orthopedist with a knee replacement. We have a management approach that we can offer.
Yeah, well, so the person might go to the emergency department and then they'd come back to you, or they go to an orthopedic surgeon and come back to you. And so when you're dealing with pain and pain management, how do you approach that?
So a good aspect is we do a good history. When we're faced with a patient in chronic pain, they had some pain for a while, we actually use some tools to make sure that we have appropriate evaluation of the patient. There are tools that have been developed to actually be able to know if these patients have a risk, for example, for opioid addiction or others. And we look into what we call comorbidities. We look into depression, anxiety, and many other things. So there are a lot of misconceptions, unfortunately, out there for doctors that I'm dealing with, other my colleagues in family medicine. They feel that these patients are kind of difficult, and I believe that it's due to misconceptions, because if you connect with these patients, they're very grateful that you're actually helping them, even though you can't get rid of their pain, but you're able to manage the pain with them.
So, I mean, physicians and training, I mean, we want to help people. And the person might come in and say, doc, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. Can't you help me? How do you approach that?
So if the patient brings up the pain, there are two ways of doing this. First of all, unfortunately, primary care physicians have not been trained in chronic pain management over the years. Many did not have the training in medical school, and then they did, unfortunately, not get the training in residency programs neither. So there is a little bit of a lack of knowledge. However, they have everything they need already, as I was talking about, and they just need to add a couple of things to the armamentarium. So their history that we do with any other problem, like diabetes or anything else, just needs to be a few aspects we'll need to add to it. So what I usually suggest is you do an addiction risk evaluation. There are tools now, for example, the opioid risk tool, which can easily be integrated in the history. And we, in family medicine, already use things like a PHQ-9 or a GAD-7. It's an anxiety screen that we look into comorbidities. And when you do this, you can already kind of estimate a little bit, is this patient someone who is actually just trying to get opioids from you, or this patient actually has legitimate pain issues, and then you can make an appropriate comprehensive plan for those.
For the opioid risk tool, is that something that all doctors should be aware of or be able to use?
Yes, the opioid risk tool is pretty simple. It's easy to use, and unfortunately, some doctors, because they have these misconceptions that these are very difficult patients, and occasionally they can be difficult, but some of the things have to do with us and what we do and how we perceive the patient in chronic pain. So these tools are easily available. They can be eased very simply. I always look into diabetes patients. We do a hemoglobin A1C, so the opioid risk tool would be someone for chronic pain. We do other labs. We look into various medications that are available and educational materials. And then for the chronic pain patients, we really don't do anything differently. We just use different tools. And I think if family physicians are more familiar with these tools, they actually will be able to help these patients and will also have less frustrations for themselves. For themselves, and this frustration, unfortunately, kind of gets transferred to the patient as well. So there are good studies that show that family doctors are frustrated with these patients, and patients, vice versa, are frustrated with family doctors concerning that problem.
So if family doctors prescribe about half of the opioids, would changes in practice or changes in assumptions cause that to be diminished and switch to alternatives or not?
Yes, I think the educational measures should include, you know, what other options do we have than just use a quick opioid to treat whatever is a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we as physicians, I think we want to do good for our patients, and I think physicians inherently want to do the right thing. Now, sometimes that right thing is a little bit tougher to do because we may not quite know, and we have these misconceptions, and we really don't want to do this, mm-hmm. but I think ultimately we want to do the right thing. And the right thing to do is, at a time where we deal with opioid crisis and we're responsible for 50% of the opioids that are being prescribed, I think is to integrate these tools and look at our patients a little bit closer and advise them and educate them accordingly.
So in family medicine, you have a lot of time restraints. It's busy. Many mm-hmm. of the people coming in have complex problems, many problems. And if they have pain and you have CDC guidelines, how do you manage assessment of a complex pain?
It's a very good question. And we are indeed faced with time shortage, and we have to address so many issues. Many of the complaints I'm hearing by primary care physicians, well, I don't have the time to deal with this. Okay, I have 20 minutes and there's no way for me to do all of this. Well, there are some tricks of the trade, one of which is where you can separate the visits. So you start with a patient, you find out, oh, this patient has chronic pain. Well, now you have two choices. You can address it that visit, or you can address it to a part this visit. So you can actually change one visit to two or three visits. Say, well, we need to talk about this. I want to talk about this because I think we can make a difference for you, but I can't do it in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we can start. I have actually some material prepared. So we have a special history and physical data sheet just for patients with chronic pain. We ask all the important questions and has all these tools integrated, and you give it to the patient and you can move on that visit with some other issues and you bring it back to another visit. Or you have a special mm-hmm. time in your day where you see some more complex patients, and of course chronic pain patients are more complex. You bring them in at the end of the day where you can kind of swap over maybe a little bit later and can finish a whole visit that way. That's expectation, timing expectation. There's another expectation we talked a little bit about, which is the expectation of the patient to get rid of the pain. Mm-hmm. Yes, ultimately we all want to get rid of our pain. But as life happens and things happen, we survive accidents, trauma, and many other things in our lives, it's not going to happen. Okay, so we as physicians should manage this proactively. We cannot cure it, but we can help you to manage it and continue to live your life and enjoy your life.
Doctors are trained to help people and relieve suffering and mm-hmm. pain and suffering. A person comes in and complaining of extreme pain, and they'll say, this works. Can you write me a prescription for this? And you might not agree. How do you learn to say no?